Try this again. This is the follow-up, what, a year in the making. Driving with the Brises. This time, I think we're going to. Well, we'll probably ramble on about a couple of things, but I think the first thing would be the Gotham City Sirens.
Yeah.
Your favorite monthly comic book.
Yeah.
What? I
can't, for the life of me, understand why you feel this need to torture me.
I'm not torturing you.
Yeah, but you are.
No, but I'm not.
But you are. And
by giving you something to read, I'm
yes, and in return, I make you suffer because there's absolutely no reason for you to give me a comic book that I'm going to enjoy and then have to wait a month to get to the next issue. What is that about?
This is...
Is it 10, 12 pages? Read the entire story and let's move on.
It's like 22 pages.
Oh, come on.
I mean, granted, some of the panels or pages have, you know, a few panels on them, but the panels are big.
Listen, I know that Poison Ivy is a complicated woman, and much research must be done to properly...
get her
write
story straight.
Write her character, but I don't think this idea came up yesterday. They knew they were going to be writing this. They know what kind of woman she is. I love her.
She's a green woman.
I love her.
Yes,
she is such a bitch.
Yeah. Especially to Zatanna for no reason at all.
Well, you know something? All kidding aside, I think one of the reasons that I just, it's like as I was reading it, I kept thinking of the women. And I was like, what?
Well, let's make sure we
well, the original.
Thank you. Okay.
The original women. That remake they made, they could have just kept. Okay? They should have just named it some other women.
Not the women.
Serious. Because really, she embodies that. How can I put this? Don't get me wrong, I don't think women are weak. Obviously, I would never say that, think that, feel that, but women are strong in a different way. And I think at a certain time women were expected to be pretty sweet, and yet they still felt the need to be strong. So there's a way to combine that. And I think Poison Ivy just is the poster child of, see, this is that sweet, pretty, smart, and just mean as hell with a smile. I mean, seriously, I thought that was so funny what she did to Riddler, to drug him, take over his house.
That wasn't funny.
That was priceless. Cool. Oh, please. Women have been doing stuff like that, but they still do it. Because guys are so easy. It's like you find some woman that you just, for some reason, is so attractive to, and you just love everything. She takes complete control of your lives and take advantage.
You still talking about the comic or our marriage?
Well, I was hoping you weren't going to make the connection.
Okay.
Wow, where are you? We're gonna die.
I'm gonna go past.
She's not even. She got out of the mirror. She could stay in her lane.
Wow.
She seriously got the mirror down. Anyway. Yeah, anyway, I was really hoping you weren't going to see that connection.
No, not at all.
I guess, you know, I know I really shouldn't admire Poison Ivy as much as I do, but I sure as hell love her. And of course, Holly is just so cute with her silly ass.
Harley's the best. Harley's the reason why I'm reading it.
Yeah, sure. You know, you got a thing for the... Oh. No, she's blonde.
Yeah, she
is. Yeah, I think for the redheads.
Yeah. Anyway. So there are obviously some... Oh, Pat. Pat Loika. The ever so wonderful Pat Loika.
Pat.
He said that in order for us to get pretty caught up on the whole Hush storyline, there is a book that Paul Dini wrote, a graphic novel that or a collection. So it's the same writer, but and illustrated by Dustin Nguyen, who I think is great. But he Pat says we should pick up, I think it's Heart of Hush or Hearts of Hush, and that kind of gets you up to speed on what Selena, on what Catwoman was talking about.
Okay.
So we'll look for that today. And
yeah,
then,
I'd really like to know why
that dude looks like Bruce.
No. Who was it? Was it Todd or
Jason Todd?
Yeah. Is that who she said? Some reason
tried to hurt her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he wanted to be Batman.
Yeah. Okay.
That was during that whole battle for the cowl that nobody wanted. Well, I'm thinking that we'll probably be seeing McGinnis in some form in a comic book sooner than later.
I really miss that whole series with McGinnis. I thought that was like the best idea, to just take Bruce, you know, let him grow old off and, you know, just handle things behind the scene and just let me, because McGinnis was so adorable.
McGinnis is very Spider-Man-like.
Yes, without the whining.
Oh, my God. We're starting that already. How long has it been? It's been not
you
even 10 minutes.
You had to bring it up.
I did.
You, see, anyway, you hadn't said anything.
So we'll move it along.
But now that you've brought him up, look, don't get me wrong. Spider-Man, I think, is amusing. Okay? I really do. I think he's amusing. And... I just don't think that when you read about a guy, superhero, that you should keep thinking to yourself, man up, bitch. Okay?
Damn.
More often than not, I'm thinking, okay, are we whining again? Right, seriously? And I, going back to House of M, it still floors me when he said, so if my powers... go awry, y'all are gonna take... Yes, Spidey, your powers go awry, we're all worried. Because that web that lasts for an hour, I don't know that we can handle that. Who the hell cares if you're...
Oh, my God. He's strong. He can hurt people. He can do things.
Yes, as long as Luke Cage stands around and pacifies him.
But you even said that you were, you know, you felt for him at the end of House of M when he realized that the memories weren't real, what he had gone through wasn't real.
Well, I kind of felt bad for all of them that you know, they got their heart's desire.
Oh, and he got
just for
out.
You know, just for it to all be, you know, a ruse. Just I felt bad for all of them. It's bad enough not to realize your dream. But to have it and then have it taken away,
right.
I think it's worse. You know, you can't miss what you never had. But, you know, I think everybody else kind of handled it better than Wine and S.
Oh, my God. Well, I still, you read that page from the American Sun story where he's talking to Gwen and I still have to find... I have to dig out Spider-Man Blue for you to read. And at least you enjoyed yourself yesterday when you read those few panels from Amazing Spider-Man 600 where Spidey's hanging out with the Human Torch. You know, we can go into Spider-Man more later because...
Okay.
We did watch Spider-Man 3, and you enjoyed him getting his ass kicked. But getting back to...
Well, I don't even like... I don't like the actor playing...
Really? You don't like Tobey Maguire?
Oh, my God.
All right, we'll go back to that later. The all right, so Gotham City Sirens, first two issues you read. What do you think?
There's not enough. There isn't enough. I really want the rest of the story. I don't care if I get the beginning of it or we move on. I'd really like to know how we got here. You know, with Catwoman being weak and you know, paying off Poison Ivy and Holly, I really just want to know what happened. Until then, I'm not sure that I have an opinion other than the fact that I love the idea that the three of them are together. Okay, because I love them individually. I love that they're not trying to make this, and you know, for a guy to be writing this, I'm impressed.
Reminds you of Terry Moore in Strangers in Paradise?
I'm telling you, Terry's the best at it, okay? I really think that he captures, you know, the volatility of women. But this, the way he's writing for Holly and Poison and Catwoman, I'm just amazed. Because it's not, they're not really acting like women the way men think women act. He's writing it the way women kind of act.
I got a kick out of the first issue when Harley is, as she said, she's so over Mr. J.
Yeah.
And he says, well, did he call? I think he's going to have a good handle on the Harley Quinn character because Paul is the co-creator. Because she first appeared in the cartoon, which was his baby. So he's got a handle on her. Poison Ivy, I don't want to say is, I don't want to say there aren't a ton, but it's not like she's always, there aren't as many Poison Ivy stories as there are Joker or Penguin stories.
Right.
So it's, I look at this as a good fleshing out series.
The other reasons that I'm enjoying this is I don't normally like the way Poison Ivy is drawn. I think they make her pale, or right. They make her too green, or I don't know, just weird looking. I think these women are drawn beautifully. They're proportionate, you know, they're not, no one's tits are bigger than their head. She's lovely. You know, the art is pretty. They're all beautiful women who just look like women, not some freakish looking Barbie doll. And I'm glad that Poison Ivy is getting out there. And I think not only did they capture a nice part of the way women think, but Poison Ivy itself as a plant tends to be exactly the way Poison Ivy is. Just kind of lovely to look at and deadly to touch.
You can't get rid of that itch.
And oddly enough, Poison Ivy doesn't make me itch.
Yeah, that is odd. So yeah, so and all I remember is in that oh so great miniseries was that I think at one point Jason Todd there was I think some underground cave that he was going to be based out of, and I think Catwoman stumbled upon or made her way into this cave and he basically just didn't want anybody to know what was going on. I think they were going to just go with this whole idea about how, you know, you didn't know either who was going to be Batman or maybe there was going to be a Batman and the mystery was going to be, you know, well, which of the many characters is putting on the cowl. Obviously, we know, did you read the Batman and Robin issue?
I'm trying to think. I don't... Yeah, I think that's the one that I didn't read. But it... ended up being Tim Grayson, right?
Dick Grayson is Batman, and Damian Wayne, Bruce's son, Bruce and Talia's son, is Robin.
Wait, yes.
Oh yeah, you did read that. You kept talking about Pennyworth, right?
Yes, and I remember saying that I don't have the hate for
Damian
that. I love that they named him Damian too. That you have, because I kind of see where he's coming from. He's just fighting for his own identity, and you know it's very hard to live in the shadow of someone.
Well, why would you be fighting? But what identity is that? He wants to be Batman. So how is that his own identity?
Okay, he's living in the shadow of his father. He wants to set himself apart. You know, I mean, he also has Dick Grayson to live up to, whether he wants to admit it or not, you know. But this is you know, I think it would be hard for anyone if you're a biological child and that's the chosen one.
Well, there is, so you don't think, I mean, obviously the boy's only 10 years old, but you don't think that he's as smart as he is, he can't come to the realization that there is like a 15-year difference between him and Dick. It's like, why would?
Yeah, but he's still, again, he's 10. He's immature. And granted, I don't know if they're pulling off the immature and aspect of it the way it should be. He's just coming off as a real pain in the ass. Yeah. You just kind of want to smack him. But
well, we know we know Tim Drake. Oh, I'm sorry, Tim Wayne wants to smack him. He was not happy about Dick's idea for who Robin should be. And so, but you did read the Red Robin, right?
Refresh my memory.
He's in the outfit. It's Tim, but he's dressed up in
the old Robin suit?
Kind of. With the cowl and the cape and okay. He's in Paris and Spain and they flash back,
yes,
to the time in the cave where he
Yeah, that's
he did
the one
leave.
That I didn't finish.
Okay. That is the art in that is the same guy who did the City of Crime book that you can't stand to look at.
He's improved.
Okay.
Wow, that was one ugly book. I'm sorry.
I still have to read it. Now, so you're pretty much caught up on Batman. Batman's dead. Bruce Wayne is dead.
At least that's what they claim.
And even though I showed you the book and he's in that cave drawn on a wall, or we think he is that person drawing on a cave wall because the shadow makes it look like the bat ears. And so, you know, and even in Batman and Robin, as I think in the second issue, they, or maybe it was the first, they show up at the police department and some of the cops ask Gordon, didn't Batman used to be taller? So we know, apparently the people who know that something's not right. Actually, in that Batman comic, I don't know if you read that, where Two-Face was, yes, because Dick has to get used to fighting.
Yes, when you said it was a ball gown. I like that line too.
Yeah,
is that that's the same issue where Commissioner Gordon says where the officer was,
yes,
on the roof with him, and he says, you know, we've done this every night, and he never shows up. Why do we keep coming up here? And he says, so he knows we're here.
Right.
You know, I like that.
Yeah.
I love loyalty. I love loyal friends. I don't care where you've been, what you've done. Once we're friends, we're always going to be friends. And I like that he's willing to, okay, you haven't come when I called, but you know I'm still here for you, so, or we still need you or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I just love that. Just does my heart good.
Aww. So I mean, I'm enjoying the Bat books the ones that I'm reading for the first time in a long while. I mean, there is no Bruce Wayne. In Detective Comics, the main story is about Batwoman, and that I haven't finished yet. I don't know. I'll Well, I mean, if you want to read it, but
well, now I'm a little disappointed because I really had high hopes for Madame Mirage. I'm serious. I really wanted to be able to get into that, and I just.
But do you think it was the character, the art?
I don't think it's the character. I really think it's well, it is the character. It's the way she's drawn. I know it's a comic, the cartoons, but you've got to have some sense of reality in this. Okay. The
physics and, have to be involved.
Yes. She looks ridiculous. Okay, why is she dressed like that? What's with the damn hat that never comes off in this screen over her face and these heels and her. Okay, no woman can function with her titties like that. Okay, that's for strippers and porno stars. That means lay still and keep your legs open or hold on to this pole damn. And swing. Okay. Frank. I'm telling you, she's got these two children on her chest, and you're saying, how did she get those shoes on?
No, they're slip-on.
Yeah, okay, right. And they're like, what, 4 or 5 inches high? And you're running around, and you're doing all of this stuff. Give me a break. You're lucky if you can make it out of the house dressed like that, yeah. Looking like that, in them shoes, and that screen over your face.
So people don't know who she is. So,
quite frankly, I like the people around her better than I like her.
Oh, okay.
Because they're in the boots and the camouflage and the, you know, so you can buy them sneaking up and kicking ass. I'm like, yeah, right. So no one's going to see that big ass hat.
Like a sombrero.
You get robbed by the Lone Ranger, but you're not going to notice.
Damn.
Yeah. I'll leave her alone now. But that seriously ruined it because I couldn't read the story and look at that picture. Like, stop it. But anyhow, so, you know, now, I mean, other than the novels I read, I'm looking forward to Gotham City Sirens, and I gotta keep waiting, and I'd really rather not do that. It's ridiculous.
So should I buy the third issue, or should I just wait for the collection?
Well, now you gotta get the third issue, because I'm gonna smack you if I don't get the rest of it. No, you need to get the beginning, and then maybe
and
I can tolerate.
Well, okay.
See, in this way, I can tolerate waiting for the rest of it.
Okay. Alright, we can do that. Now, hopefully, this will be one of the books that DC will collect in a timely manner. Because there are times where, you know how you were reading The Avengers?
Mm-hmm.
And what Marvel will sometimes do is...
The
New Avengers.
I was?
Yes. With the Luke Cage and the Wolverine.
Really?
And, yes. We can talk about that too, but... Marvel has
Cage.
A tendency to... Oh, Lord. Marvel... Vince and Luke Cage is a thing for bald guys.
Luke Cage isn't bald.
He shaves his head.
Hey. As long as he's not wearing a...
Yeah,
I'm okay. A tiara.
Oh,
right.
Okay. Oh, yeah. But Marvel has a tendency to... When they collect a story, it's like the month after... The last issue shipped, and DC used to take a while.
You know, you can't
to
you,
collect
you, you,
that story.
You're just gonna resist it, could you?
I'm
you
just
to,
no,
you
I'm
to
not
the Marvel DC thing.
I'm showing you the difference.
Why?
All I said was that I hope DC collects it in a timely manner.
Yes, because Marvel does, and by all means.
Oh my God, it's just like last night's episode. All right. So what else have you been reading?
No. I'm trying to change the subject.
Oh, I'm
now.
Changing it.
Yeah, right. No, you just it's just a reflex with you now. I don't even know if you think about it. It's like,
well, it's just like you and the Spider-Man isn't.
No, not at all. Not the same thing. Don't try it. You just need to get your digs in on anything not Marvel.
I'm not digging.
Yeah, y'all.
No, you'll know if I'm digging.
You're digging now.
No, I'm not.
This is why you brought up Spider-Man. Lord. You could have just left it alone.
What else are you reading?
No, what else is there? What else did I read?
Well,
reading Dean Koontz. I mean, what's that?
You never. Talking about no real books.
Real books. Oh. All right, I'm gonna move a little closer to the door now.
Don't do that. Door's not locked. No, actually, you did not.
I'm telling you, not my fault. He let that out himself.
The people say that all the time.
Yeah, real books. Guys.
Yeah, I'm not serious. Lord. Now people
who don't fall on him now. He can't help you.
He's a fool.
It's out there.
You never did get to talk about House of M.
I never did.
No.
Well, listen, I thought it was great. A great story. I loved it. I fell in love with Luke Cage again. Well, not that I ever was. I love that this was, a story written by...
A white Jewish dude.
Yeah, who really didn't try to make a black guy the way they think black people act. He's just... Yes, I love the art.
Oh, yeah.
I like the way he was drawn. And he's so cool, so laid back, so unlike Spider-Man.
Oh, God. Did I say? Uh-huh. And you got Wolverine that conversation Wolverine and Spider-Man had on the rooftop. Like, so you cool with this? We got a job to do. You want to shake this off? You need more time?
Yes. See, but it doesn't seem to you that everyone seems to be...
Coddling?
Yes, it's like he's on fire and they're all trying to put it out without damaging him too much. Like, all right, great. You're destroyed. You're upset. But you're a superhero. Man up! Isn't there supposed to be some strength and conviction? Otherwise, why are you doing this? Because you're loyal and you want to avenge your uncle and just kind of thing for the elderly. I just...
Jesus.
But it's like, how do you go into battle with that attitude? Every day. Every day. So what does he do when these guys aren't there to talk him off that cliff?
He seems to face that cliff when he's around other people that can talk him off it. And he can reach deep down and do what needs to be done. He's done it. But something like this, with the whole Scarlet Witch giving everybody what they wanted, that's a little bit more than everybody could take. I mean, yeah, everybody kind of brushed themselves off a little quicker than Peter did. But still, I mean, it also depended on their background. And some of them knew something really kind of wasn't right. I mean, they were able to move past it sooner, I think, because, well, they accepted it. They kind of knew something was amiss. This is, I think, of all of them, Peter wanted this more than everybody else. So it was harder for him to let it go.
I don't know how you can say that he wanted it more than everyone else. Okay. I just think that you've got women handling it better than he was, and it just looked I'm glad that they didn't have some woman, one of the women standing there falling apart. But at the same time, I'm just saying, why does he always have to be the one who is just... If he was, like, a 16-year-old superhero, I wouldn't have a problem with it. And I'd say, okay, listen, he's young. Doesn't have control of his emotions. And I'm not saying that men shouldn't show their emotions. I just don't think that they need to walk around with them on their sleeve when they've got everything else covered up.
I think,
and I don't think in that situation, he was more of a distraction. Listen, can we count on him right now? Homeboy's just falling apart. We got business to handle. I mean, why are you going to be the weak link in the chain?
Well, someone had the basis. They couldn't get Captain America.
It won't be that long.
Hey, let's go get that old man.
Yeah, dude. I want to go there.
Now,
poor thing.
I mean, out of everybody that was there, for the most part, what we saw, like, between Scott and Emma, their relationship's been going on for a couple of years. I mean, real our time. But it's... Everybody that was in that story, it was Peter's desire is the one that's been around the longest. It had the biggest impact because he lost Gwen so long ago. Yeah, whereas
And rice cooking for Ben.
What do you think about Uncle Ben? Uncle Ben was in it though, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. Yeah. He just had zombies in his.
Oh yeah. I love you, dead people.
See, he could really say I see dead people.
And, you know, the whole thing with Luke and Misty and his underground crew and Wolverine being a member of Magnus's army. You know, these were all these weren't extremely fleshed out developments or storylines. I mean, they're just in the story. So, I can... That's probably helping me get past everybody else's kind of quicker. I can understand why they had Peter do behave the way he did. But, you know, they did revisit that universe. They have the House of M Civil War that I have on the nightstand that's ready for you to read. So you can see how Magneto came into power. But yeah, I mean, it's been an interesting few months reading wise for you, I guess.
Yeah, it's been a torturous couple of days.
Lord. It's been a week.
Feels like yesterday.
It came out a week ago.
It feels like yesterday.
And then you all crying to Vince. Oh, I need my collected edition.
See, because Vince feels my pain. Oh, he knows what I have to put up with.
Yeah. Oh my God, with me. Not with the monthly cap, but he knows I got to put up with you.
See, Vince understands that all you had to do is just keep it to yourself and collect it and then present them. He understands that.
You mean like Cool Breeze did for you with the Batman Confidential story with the cat and
the
bat?
Hey, Cool Breeze.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah, you used to care about me like that. Now all I have is Cool Breeze and Vince.
And on that note, we'll take our leave for now. We'll stop by the comic shop and see what they have.
Yeah, better have my Archies.
Yes, we have to look for the Archies and the Hush.
Yeah, you didn't want to discuss them though, did you?
We can discuss.
I'm just kidding. No one wants to talk about Archies. Stop it.
This is free. They can either hear it or they can't.
Nah, it's alright. Yeah. I haven't even read it yet.
Oh no, you haven't read that yet. You did read the one about where they were drawn.
No, but I like the way they're being drawn now. I know there was some.
And you're getting them both ways. I mean, they're still in stories where they're drawn the way they've been drawn.
Yeah, but listen, people change. Things change. You should you have to evolve. And I like that they made them look more modern.
Yeah.
cute. And why would they be appealing if they look like they don't belong? Like, I mean, the whole point of reading an Archie comic is so that you, because you can identify.
Yep. I agree. So we'll see what happens. We'll probably be back after the comic shop. I'll do my best to get this out to everybody soon. And we'll be back.
Yeah, we'll be back next month after I get to read another issue of Gotham City Sirens.
Don't give me that look. Okay, so we didn't end up with Heart of Hush because they had one copy that looked like it was well read. But you did get some Archie Digest, so that's a plus. And we'll try to Barnes & Noble near the house this weekend. Anyway, since we're discussing Batman and Spider-Man again,
fight.
Yeah, really? Jesus. Never mind, you know, waiting for the trade now. Now it's, you know, who's better?
No, what I'm saying is, what I was just saying, right, that they're on opposite ends of the spectrum.
Yes, yes, but they.
Which means you and I are definitely on opposite ends here because.
Okay, imagine this scenario. Some dude down on his luck. It's his kid's birthday. Dude's got no money, behind an alimony. Wife has the kid. He wants to get his son a toy for his birthday. Spidey sees him stealing it from the toy store. Guy gives Spidey his sob story. Spidey still lets him go to the kid's birthday party and then takes him to the police. What's Batman going to do in that situation?
Well, I guess it depends.
No, it doesn't. I really believe Batman's going to say, oh, you shouldn't have stolen it, and make his way to the police station.
Okay.
So that's what I'm saying, though, about who cares. Who's more caring? I'm saying that Batman has this armor on, it's this shell, he's got an agenda, and nothing's going to stray him off that course. That's it. It's, I'm going to put this person down, and nothing can, there's no feeling there. It's I understand he's driven by revenge, that there's a reason, there's a method to his madness.
Driven by more than just revenge. You have any idea how awful you take someone in his position to lose your parents as a child, okay? There you are in the midst of what happened. You are too small, too weak to do anything. All right? You're always going to carry that with you.
Mm-hmm.
If only I was better, stronger, bigger. If only I could have done something. Which is, I think, why they're always Robins. Because these little boys, regardless of what warped-minded people, seriously, you know, it's really just, listen, he identifies with that weakness as a child. Not that children are weak, it's just that he couldn't do anything because he was a kid. And even if he had been a grown man, what the hell were you going to do in that situation? But I don't think people look at it that way. I mean, for a long time, I lived with that. You know, not that I want to put my business in the street, but things happened in my household when I was a child where I felt helpless. Mm-hmm. And I carried that guilt a long time because I kept thinking if things were different, if I was stronger, then this wouldn't have happened, or I could have done something. And it wasn't until I became an adult and got out in the world where I realized, listen, there was nothing you could do. Even as an adult, you can't beat a grown man. So you accept it. Him being a male, I don't know that he can ever come to that acceptance. So if he can't blur a line, if he can't find gray You know, if it's all black and white to him, is it good? Maybe not. I don't think it's ever good, because life is full of gray lines. But I can still respect him at least acting. Maybe it's on the uglier emotions than you know, holding your head in your hands. Sorry. Stop whining about it and get mad.
This is... All right. Again, we can go down the line and look at how they grew up. You know, Bruce didn't have his parents. He had Alfred, although depending on which origin you go with, he went away for most of his growing up, went to Europe, traveled, and improved his skills and talents to, you know, become a detective, comes back to Gotham in his 20s, and decides to exact revenge, you know, and he's got a purpose, and maybe he's making up for lost time. He's trying, you know, his parents aren't coming back, we know that, so he can make sure that someone else doesn't lose their parents.
Is it exact revenge, or did he just want to clean up this city that is just rifled with crime, and it's time for it to stop?
Well, it's probably both. I mean, yeah, there's the crime going on in his city. He wants Gotham to be clean. He wants the scum removed. And, you know, he could have gone through life as a prosecutor. He's doing other things, but he lost his parents. That was the driving force, I guess. Whereas, you know, Peter didn't have his parents in his life for long. And then when they went away, he's being brought up by his aunt and uncle, two loving people, and not to say that Bruce's parents weren't loving while they were alive. Of course they were. Peter had that system in place, and it's how you're hardwired. You know, Bruce was born into this environment where, you know, I don't know if his parents were cold, but, you know, he didn't want for nothing. Anything he could ask for, they could give him. Whereas,
yeah, and yet he can't get his parents back.
Right. But with Peter, here's the man who was teaching him how to be a man, how to take responsibility, how to do the right thing. And yeah, his aunt is still alive, and that's a driving force, making sure that, you know, nothing bad happens to her. He wants her happy. He wants his loved ones happy. And if Peter whines or carries on before he can make that game-winning play, that's, I guess, the coping mechanism. That's why I say that even though Batman has no powers other than just being extremely intelligent and a skilled fighter, and he's basically a human, and Peter Parker has powers, Spider-Man, Peter Parker is the more relatable of the two, and to me, because he reacts the same way that I would react in some cases. It's the wit, it's the sense of humor, it's the wisecracks. And you were reading it yesterday. And
yes, it's, I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying he's not likable.
At the same time, he can't catch a break. Every time he tries to save somebody, like, okay, in the issue, Dr. Octopus is trying to overtake the city, and everything is going haywire. Spider-Man saves a guy. He's thanking him. Thank you, Spider-Man. Thank you for saving me. The crowd around the guy are like, no, what are you talking? Why are you thanking him for it? If it wasn't for him, the city wouldn't be attacking us. So it's like, dude just saved somebody, but he still can't catch a break. And you can't. Well, you don't, no, but some people would feel sorry for him.
No good deed goes unpunished. And the fact that he lets it bother him, hey, listen.
He's human.
So is Batman. So is Bruce. Bruce is human.
He hides it well.
Yeah, he does. But I'm just saying, if, you know, Bruce saved somebody and the city is you know, they're like, oh, what are you thanking him for? I'm pretty sure he'd be like, yeah, fuck you, you know?
Well, there are a lot of people who figure, and they say this for every hero, if Batman wasn't there, there'd be no Joker, no Two-Face, no Penguin. It's like they're only there because they're all trying to take down Batman. So if Batman went away, maybe the villains would too.
But if they weren't there to begin with, would Batman be needed? If, I'm not sure. I mean, this sounds like the chicken and the egg
to me. Why doesn't Batman put him down? If he could clean up Gotham.
Well, from what I understand, people didn't want Batman as violent as he used to be. And besides, if he puts him down, then who's he going to fight?
But if...
Not like Spider-Man's foes go away. They keep coming back.
Well, that's because Spider-Man's not a killer. But Spider-Man isn't out for
Batman
the revenge
the
that Batman is. No, well, not anymore, he isn't. But I'm saying if he's so...
I mean, they're not Punisher.
Driven, if or Nexus. If they're... If Batman could clean up the city and do away with these villains, why not just kill him and be done with it?
Okay, see, now you're making me think of Superman.
Why? Superman has this... I'm not saying Batman doesn't have a code, but, you know, but if that's what's so important...
Yeah, well, you've got a character like Superman, and I mean, with godlike powers, could do whatever, take out... I mean, clean up everything in one fell swoop. Does it happen? No. Is that about code? I couldn't say, but... I'm not a fan of Superman. Well, I can take Superman or leave him. You know, I'm indifferent when it comes to him. It just, okay. There you are, you exist. Good for you.
All right, we'll be back.
Gonna do my penance, sin no more. Yeah, I got both knees on the floor. Gonna do my penance, yeah. Father thinks I've come to such a mess. I wanna tell her that it's all over as soon as she is dressed. It will be nothing but a pack of lies to tell her that it won't end up like the last time. So I gotta get on my getting on before all my getting's gone. Yeah, I gotta get on my getting on before all my getting is gone. I got to get on with it.
Get on with it.
Get it over with. Said I gotta get on with it.
Get on with it.
Get it over with. Well, I gotta get on with it. Standing by me all of this time, and then I find she been doing wrong. She fed me nothing but a pack of lies, and I fear this was not the first time. So I got both feet on the floor. I ain't playing her fool no more. Said I got both feet on the floor. I ain't playing.